But I'll start with a story. Two Fridays ago, I went for the funeral of Grace's husband. And while I was there, I met this young man, 28 years of age. And as we began to share, I just felt the urge to preach the gospel to him. But as I always do, I always want to find out where are they? And as we talked, he said to me, I've wasted my life, you know. I said, how old are you? He said, oh, I'm 28, I should have done. No, I said, no, it's never too late. It's never too late. That's what I told him. And he said, but I don't even know where to begin. I said, well, as you see me sitting beside you today, I am 46 years of age, and I'm still studying, I'm still developing myself, I'm still doing everything that it takes to be all that God wants me to be. And he said to me, oh, you don't look 46. I said, yeah, that's true. I don't look 46 because God has been good. And that started the conversation. Which God? Because as a little child, he went to church with his grandmom and his great aunt, but since then he's never been to church. And I said to him, it's that same God that you were told about in your Sunday school that I'm telling you this morning. And he said, well, I struggle with that. I said, well, don't worry. He loves you. He wants to give you a new beginning. Wherever you are in life, he still wants to do a new thing for you. He said, okay, I believe that. Off he went. And at the reception, I met another man. And he said, Tayo, look, before you start, I know the Bible inside out. So it will be very difficult for you to convert me. I said, well, I'm not here to convert you. I just want to share God's love with you. That's all God has given me to do. So that went. And last week, it was a big struggle. Can I be honest with you? And be vulnerable to you. Just to let you know that I'm not a superhuman being, as some of you might have thought that I am. Anything that hits this guy, nothing phases him. But honestly to God, last week, I don't want it to repeat in my life. It was difficult. Where is Steve? Steve, thank you. One of the reasons Steve was not meant to lead worship this morning, but thanks, Vicky. I know you guys had a big plan for this weekend, but I had to get Steve to come and lead worship. And what a blessing! God works all things together for good, and I thank both of you for making yourself available this morning. Thank you for shedding everything, just putting everything aside to be a blessing to God's people. The Lord will reward you and replenish your time. But in the course of the week, as much as I would love to enjoy all the world records being broken, the Olympic records being shattered, and see Michael Phelps and Jessica and all of them, I didn't have the joy. But then I preached to you, rejoice. Don't I? Oh, it's true. We come here, we tell you, rejoice. And again, I say unto you, rejoice. But deep down in me, there was no rejoicing. That's the honest truth. And it's for many reasons. Another story. 3 weeks ago, I went to visit a saint, a wonderful woman of God, a saint in this church. As I sat with this woman, I could see through her eyes, deep-set eyes, eyes that have been hardly worn in battle, fighting the Lord's battle. And I said, Mom, share with me. Tell me, what has it been like for you? And she shared with me. But then she dropped something in my spirit. I said, look, what she sees in the church of God today is, how many of you know the record player? Don't raise your hand, because I know most of you that are over 40s will know what a record player is. The last time I gave my little daughter a record player, she actually destroyed the stylus, you know, the cartridge, the very delicate pin, because she just thought it was another toy. But I said, honey, that was a very expensive thing in its days. And what this woman said was very simple. She said, "You remember the record player?" I said, "Yes, Mom, I do." And the record player goes round, and the torn arm that carries the cartridge, that's got the stylus, plays the record. Okay? You have 33 one thought and 45 RPM. Am I right? Those of you? Oh, good. So that's the speed of the record player. But see, there comes a time when that tone arm gets stuck on the record, okay? Instead of playing each note, it just sits down in the groove and goes round and round and round and round and round and round until somebody has the intelligence enough to raise the tone arm and let it play. And I took that on board. I said, well, that's quite profound, to be honest. And I began to dig a little bit on my own, did some research, and went back to my archive of electronics, my manual, and you can see how delicate the stylus was. What God is doing in your life and mine is so big. It is so big. You cannot afford to stay in one place. You cannot afford not to fulfill destiny. You cannot afford not to be all that God ever wanted you to be. And that's what I want to share with you. Because in the course of the week, I had many, many bad news. It was like a domino effect. One thing came, another one came, and another one came. And at a point, I said, Lord, I cannot take this anymore. But I had to dig deep into my reserves. Because I could not read my Bible. Because my covenant prayer friend was going through a difficult time. I have many friends with businesses that are about to collapse. In the midst of that, his whole house was going through a lot of problems. Finances became a big issue, as you know. I prayed, we prayed, everything, nothing changes. Then in the course of the week, something else happened. Another thing happened. And then we got we chose to believe God's report. We got some news about one of our parents back home. And it wasn't good. But I spoke to him yesterday. And he's a man full of faith. He's one of our parents. And I said, Daddy shall be well with you. But that was the least. That was just the list of what's been going through my mind. And of course, you will see in your newsletter that I put Olympics there, right at the top, the five rings. Because God began to minister to me. You know, when God begins to minister himself, it brings courage. It encourages you. You're not just sitting down idle anymore, but now you're now rejoicing in God. Why Olympics? I picked up that theme with those five rings because Paul, as you know, exemplified what it means to go through hardships. We all believe that. How many times he was shipwrecked, beaten, left for dead, but yet this man continued in his faith. He did not let anything face. Oh, my apologies, please. Children, can you go upstairs? My daughter just winked to me. We have just a very, very little service for kids at the back. So, Yanu, if you can take all the little ones and follow all to the top, okay? And make sure you behave yourselves. So, as I was saying about this Olympics theme, you now see that Paul said, everyone runs in a race. If you have your Bible, open it with me, please. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, it says, don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. Okay? So run to win. Were you all pleased with the history being said yesterday? Jessica, Mo, gosh, what's the other boy's name now? No, the boy that won the long jump. Yeah, Rutherford. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Ammonite. Thanks, right? Because he was the underdog. Nobody knew about him. Everything was Jess and Mo and nobody else. But thank God for them. So now everyone runs in a race to win. That's what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 9:24. He says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself will become disqualified. That's what Paul said. Now, when you look at what these athletes did, the amount of torture, I mean, sometimes what they did, it just makes you spellbound and say, what is going on here? I mean, I saw the great Phelps, Mike Phelps. How many gold medals now? 18 gold medals. I mean, how can a human being achieve such feat? It just leaves you saying, wow. I mean, I was in my school football team, but we never won any prize. And I was in the lawn tennis team as well, but I didn't win any prize. But it tasks you. It takes you to another level. And as we watch this young man and woman doing all these expressions and breaking records all over the place, Paul said, we are all running a race, and we should run to win. Now, the same Paul now said in Ephesians chapter 3, when you look at it, I brought my message this morning because I love the way the Message Bible actually puts it. Ephesians chapter 3. Okay. So I'm reading from verse 40. It says, my response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who passes out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him, with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all Christians the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love, reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depths, rise to the heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dream. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. That's what Paul said there. But, of course, the verse that I'm more used to is, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and the Amplified puts it, far beyond our infinite imaginations, according to the power that is at work in us. That's what Paul is saying. So in my depressed state, let me use that word because not really depressed as such, but in the state that I was last week, as I sat down, I said, God, where are you? Why is this happening? Why are these things not looking into? And when God encourages you, most times he uses what he has spoken before. He picks up from the Bible and he begins to share with you. How many of you have experienced that? That in the midst of your turmoil, in the midst of your adversity, in the midst of all your hardships and the vicissitudes of life that you might be going through, he just drops one word for you. And the word that he dropped for me was the same word he said to Joshua. He began by saying, through Moses, tell Joshua, be strong and take courage. Be strong and be courageous, because you will lead these people into the promised land. Now, I could not say that to my covenant partner. I could not reverse the things that were happening at the same time in our lives. But then hope rises up in me. Because not only can I begin to see that within everything that is happening, God is still working out everything according to his own infinite purposes for my life. You believe that? He said, "For I know the plans that I have for you. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end." And I believe that. And as I begin to chew on those words, you know, when you say you meditate, it's more to do with like an animal, like a camel or a goat that chews the cord. You begin to bring back those words and you begin to chew them again. That's what meditation does for you. And as you do that, God begins to strengthen you again. When David came back and all the Amalekites have destroyed all that he had, the Bible said he encouraged himself in the Lord and then went out again. And as he went out again, God said, "I will prosper your way." So when God said to Joshua, "Be strong and be courageous," I drew hope from that. And I said, "God, I thank you. Because now I can see what I couldn't see before. That in the midst of everything, you are still God, you are sovereign, and you still remain the same." He says, though, you know what Habakkuk said? I know this is Vicky's favorite one. He says, can you open it for me, please? Habakkuk 3. Thank you. Habakkuk 3:17 says, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord." I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the sovereign Lord is our God. Then turn with me also to Deuteronomy chapter 31. I want to read a place there for you. So Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Will anyone receive that this morning with me? It says the Lord himself will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. So now look at that situation or look at those situations and say to yourself, "I know that my Redeemer lives. And because he lives, I will face tomorrow. Nothing will face me again. I will draw deep down into his word." It says he himself will oversee my safety. He will make sure that every single word that he has spoken concerning me, concerning you, will come to pass. Are you dreaming big for God? If I ask you this morning, do you see empty seats? Through the eyes of faith, I see souls being saved. I see chairs being filled. I see God multiplying us. I see God breaking through all our barriers. That's what faith is. That's what God is going to do for you and I if we believe and if we can just think, dream big for this God. I dare you ask. That's what Paul said. He said, "All things All things are possible. Like Jesus said those words, all things are possible to him or her that believes. Our God is able. Our God is able. So this morning I want to encourage you so strongly. The same words that God has been sharing with me. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and take courage. For God is with us. God is with us. Open with me again. We'll look at the scriptures this morning. Turn with me to the book of Haggai. You know where Haggai is. How many of you have found it? Apart from those of you using the digital ones, because that means you're cheating. Okay. Haggai chapter 2. Now listen to this. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now, be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and walk, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. So say to your neighbor, be strong. Be strong. Affirmatively, convincingly, say to them, be strong. Be strong and take courage. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. And I will shake all nations. Ah, you didn't get that. And I will shake all nations. Let me repeat it. And I will shake all nations. And they shall come to the... what am I reading now? It's too small. The fonts are too small now. Getting old now. No, I prefer this verse, Timmy. Sorry. It says, no, I love this. It says, verse 7. No, Millie, that's not. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord. What are we praying to see? If you say there's nothing wrong with us, you must be living in a dreamland. We believe God. I want to see the fan of fire, fan afresh amongst us. Let it rain, Lord, from the top down to the bottom. And he will shake us. That's how God has been encouraging me. He will shake all nations. And our desire, what we're really seeking God to do in the midst of us, it will come to pass. The desire of all nations shall come to pass. That is God's word. I mean, literally, I'm just taking it that this all nations church, this body of believers, this household of faith, God is going to do a new thing. It does not matter what we see now, because the glory of this new house will be greater than what it was before. I don't know how many of you saw what was before, but God has said in his word that the glory of what he's going to do through us, with us, amongst us, is going to be greater than what we've ever seen before. God will shake all nations. So be strong and take courage. Be strong and get to the work. Be strong and believe that God himself will see you through. and you look into those eyes of everyone that said it is not possible, you can say, greater is he that is in me than he that lives in the world. What is behind me, what lies ahead of me, pales in comparison to what is inside of me, because there is a king inside of me. There is a king inside of me. There is something in me that's now been fired up. It's been reignited. And I want to go for gold. I don't know about you. I want to go for gold. Maybe I become a decathlete, doing many things at the same time. But I want to go for gold. That's why I encourage you this morning. Run to win the prize. Not everyone that runs. It's only him or her that wins the prize. So run to win. Run to win. For God will shake all nations. I say that literally. I say that prophetically, because I believe in this God Almighty, the God that has spoken good concerning us. It's not 25 years that we moved in here. No. 80 years, well, 79 years. Next year will be 80 years that Elim planted a church in Reading. Oh, come on, saint. 80. If you begin to put the Bible, the numbers together, 8 is the beginning of new things again. 7 completes, and when it becomes 8, God is doing a new thing. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new work amongst you. People will hear it. It will tinkle in their ear, and they will say, what is this thing that God is doing? God is going to do a new thing amongst us. Prepare for that. For there will be an abundance of rain. Say to your neighbor, there will be an abundance of rain. God is going to do a new thing. God is going to do a new thing. Our God is able. So be strong and take courage. Be strong and take courage. Let's get down to work. For God is about to do a new thing. The glory of this house, the glory of what God is going to be doing in your lives. People will marvel at you. People will come and touch you. We want to know this God. In your places of work, they will say, take us to this God. Is that your faith this morning? Do you want to see God move like that in your life? Am I not being encouraged by what Rainer shared this morning about his father? He's been praying for so long. Every meeting we had, he would pray about his father. A grandfather of 93 coming, goodness me, 93 years of age. God can do anything. It's never too late for God. It's never too late for him. So take courage. Get up your loins, for it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work, saints. There's no more time to waste. I'm running to win the prize. What about you? What about you this morning? Do you believe that God can meet you where you are? Or are you looking at that situation and say, this is way beyond me? Well, my first initial reaction when I had the news from home was, oh no, not another one. But then I chose to believe the report that the Lord says. The report says, I am healed. The report said that he is healed. The report said that he will live to a full old ripe age without anything. That is the report I chose to believe. The doctors might show me that this is impossible, but I choose to look the other way through the eyes of faith that said concerning Abraham, he called those things that be not as though they already existed in the past and bring them into being. He said that same spirit of faith is what we have, and we speak because we believe. And as we believe, we speak forth. And what we say, it shall come to pass. Because our God is behind every single word. Say, his word will not return unto him void until it has accomplished every single thing that he has said to do. And it will prosper in it. If it does not prosper, that means it's not of God. But God himself will cause this word to go out, and it will not return void to him. Oh, are you encouraged this morning? In this house, I prophesy that we will see women giving birth without any one of them dying. And we give praise because as we prayed on the night of prayer, we now have 2 new babies added to this church. Wasinda gave birth to a bouncing baby boy, and Martha gave birth to Deborah only last week. So we give praise to God. Good news shall always follow us every single day of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Those are the things that we begin to say. Those are the things that will bring to pass all that God has said. So now look into your eyes, or don't even look into anybody, but say to yourself, I am strong and I will take courage in what God has spoken. I have no other thing to do but to believe in this God. The whole world around me might crumble, but yet God's word stands true. He will not fail in anything that he has said. So be strong and take courage. Be strong and take courage. Where are you this morning? Would you look into the eyes of the Father God and say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe in you. Whatever I'm going through this morning, I still believe. Like this old song said, I still believe. Though I don't really understand, I believe. In spite of what I'm going through, I believe. I believe that my God, your God, will always be there for us. So be strong and take courage. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And in 1 John it says, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. It's an overcoming faith. And Paul said to Jude, therefore we need to contend earnestly for this faith that has once been given to the saints that were of old. So we run to win this prize. Wherever you are, whatever you might be going through, just know this. Our God is able. So be strong and take courage. Be strong and take courage.